Yud Beis Elul, Sunday the 18th of August, Rabbi Yossi David, Ways of Teshuvah.
Let's start with something light. There's a Talmud Yerushalmi in Shabbos. Talmud Yerushalmi brings, and it's brought down in the Tur, in Siman Tafresh Gimel, and in the Shulchan Aruch too, and it's very famous. The Indian of taking on the Chumrah of Pasakum during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. I'm sure you've heard this topic before, and you've discussed it before, but there may be other panels. Talmud Yerushalmi says as follows, Rabbi Chiya mafkid lirav, I at yochal emeichal kulei shata betahara echol. If you're able, says Rabbi Chiya to Rav, if you're able to be particular, to eat chulin betahara all year round, do so. It's a good thing. It's a good practice. It's after Churban Habayis. And if you can't, echol sheva yomim. 7 days, I want you to, a week. For a week, I want you to be particular over eating chulin betahara. And the Ravia writes, the Ravia Ezri, one of the early Rishonim, he writes, kibalti, I received the Kabbalah, the what? Elu hem shiva yomim sheben Rosh Hashanah le Yom Kippur. These 7 days which Rav Chiya instructed Rav to be particular to eat chulin betahara were the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Why 7 days?
What's the alternative? It's not allowed without Shabbat.
Well, chulin betahara, chulin after betahara.
No, without betahara. Without.
Yeah. Chulin, not Rumah. Chulin, not Meiser, not Rumah, Chulin, not Kochim, of course not, Chulin. That's what I said after Churban Habayis. We don't have much of Tumas and Meisters. So Chulin Betara, which is a good practice, it's a good gather, a good fence, the person should be particular to eat Chulin Betara. So he told him at least in the 7 days, why 7 days? Because anyway in Rosh Hashanah people go to the mikveh before Chayav Eletayim Eletayim Satsma Baregel, as the Gemara Chagiga says. So anyway, you go to the mikveh and Rosh Hashanah, so you're Torah and Rosh Hashanah, so you've got no problem. So those 2 days are out of the list. Yom Kippur is also out of the list. So you left the 7 days. Those 7 days that you brought in Talmud Yerushalmi is referring to the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The reason I'm speaking about this, I might not be given a chance to speak in Aseres Yemei Teshuva, so I'm going to make the most of it, yeah? So, the Ravya says, V'noyagim be'ashkenaz. There's a minig in Ashkenaz that even those people who are not particular to eat pas'akum, pas'palta, pas'akum, of goyim all year round, in Aseres Yemei Teshuva, Yeheniza. Person should be particular not to eat pas'akum during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Rav Chaim Friedland, the brings of death's question, says, Gnevas das, who are you trying to fool? You're trying to fool a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Yeah, you're only taking on something for a week. But things will become difficult as we go into this halacha a bit more. The Tashvitz writes, the Tashvitz questions on the Ravya. Now, this is a question which I simply have. We know that even those people who are particular about Pasakum, who are we talking about exactly? Who's the Ravya warning? What's the Noegim in Ashkenaz? Is Ashkenaz a place where they don't not particularly all year round at all about Pasakum? Or is he talking about people who are particular about Pasakum? And the Aruch and Shulchan Aruch says that certain circumstances, yeah, we just passed summer holidays, where there's no Pas Yisrael, you go to a place where there's no kosher bread, so you can go and take Pasakum, Paspalta from a factory, from a place where they make not a pas balabayit. Pas balabayit, according to majority of opinions, you're not allowed to under any circumstances. Only the Ramah is a bit maker. But are we talking about someone who is particular during the year of Pasakum? Just he's got a few leniencies. Or we're talking about someone who's not particular at all. And on that, the meaning of Ashkenaz was to take on the stringency of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. So we're all aware of the big argument there is in the famous Gemara in the way the Zohar, the Gemara brings. That Amar Rav Acha Bardimi before that. Amar Rav Kahan Amar Rav Yechon Pas Lohutra VeBeizdin. So Tosus makes a deal. What's Lohutra VeBeizdin? It's a raya from here that really Pasakum wasn't a minhag which spread in all countries. And although the Mishnah says Pasakum is also, but it wasn't taken on everywhere. So Tosfos says that's a Mekoyer of many countries where they're not particular about Pasakum. Said Mashma from the Gemara here, they don't have to. But we know that the Rambam, the Rashba, the Rosh, all of them bring the Lechatchila person has to be particular on Pasakum, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens like that in Alocha, that one should be particular. Only in a place where you cannot find Pasakum. Yes, Mekoymas, there are some places where they're lenient, where you can't find kosher bread that you can take. Pasakum, pas paltar, you can take, you can eat. Otherwise, Shulchan Aruch seems to say that you're not allowed to. There are more brings, but yes, noyegim lehati, and based on the modachi, seems to be that the war countries, the Ashkenazim in the time of the Ramo, and the Teras Chatzis, the Ramo as well, brings that the minhag of Pasakum was kimat, taken and removed completely in Atzos Ashkenaz. So simply, we can say that that's what the modachi, that's what the Ravya meant, that in Ashkenaz, where they're not particular in majority of places, you're probably all surprised. Who doesn't buy kosher bread? Who would think of buying something paspalta today? We're all very particular. But there used to be a minhag not to eat. So the Tashvitz questions on the Ravya, your comparison to Pasakum from eating Chulin Betara is not a good comparison. Why? Because Chulin Betara is a good practice. It's not a halacha that you mustn't eat Chulin Betara. But eating Pasakum, it's an halacha. The Chazal made a gzera not to eat bread baked by a goy because of chasnut. We might come to marry each other. So therefore, since you want to sit down on a meal, you usually have bread. So the one says to avoid this connection with goyim, the Gemara says. And that's why they made a gzera on Pas. So that's an issue. Says the Tashbis Oivei. You'll start keeping it in a sense in a tshuva. You'll have to carry on. You can't stop. So therefore, the Rabbi's comparison is not a good comparison. Says the Bes Yosef, no, you know what? Since Pasakum is not everywhere the custom not to have Pasakum, so therefore it's not an Issa as such, and therefore it's similar to a Minhag, and therefore the comparison is okay. But my question still up is, are we people, certain types of, the Shulchan Aruch brings in the name of the Rashba, the Rashba says, that if bread of a non-Jew, yeah? By the way, just to give you a summary, the Shach holds lemaisa, the person should be particular not to have Pasakum all year round. Yeah? The Shach brings it. So that's how our minhag is, that here even the Ashkenazim and both the Sfaradim, none of them have Pasakum if they cannot. Because you've got bakeries, you've got kosher bread, so therefore you don't have Pasakum. But the Rashba says that if the bread of the Goy is nicer than the bread of the Yiddish bread, the kosher bread, the Rashba says, lechatchila, in a place where they're knowing to rely that it didn't spread all over the place, and that those makoimas, you're allowed to go and buy lechatchila, not kosher bread, which obviously the ingredients are fully 100%. We're not talking about that. What? Not Jewish bread. Not kosher bread. Absolutely right. Yeah. Yeah, but I give you some history of how the King's Mill started with the kashrus of the S&P, that relatively much quite involved in this. that started when in university in Birmingham, the boys were complaining that the kosher supply of bread, the Jewish bread, was not getting, quite a few weeks before Pesach, the bakery stopped baking quantities, and therefore they were not getting bread. So the students were complaining. So that's where they went to a factory in Birmingham, of King's Mill, near there, and they organized this thing, and so slowly spread to all the factory, got the contract to them, and that's how they made the, and clearly marked in the thing that they're only allowing it, in the letters, they're only allowing it if you can't get a hold of kosher bread. But that's how the story went. So the Rashba says, it wasn't. Yeah, you're right. They should have made it clearer that that's the case, yeah? And they did make it clearer. But, let me give you a chiddush. Something which should have got to me, some people in particular to have Raivita, which is another kashrus authority. And they also lechatchila mati Raivita, yeah? And they've got no problem in Pasakum. So people who have it for health issues, it's known it's a healthy cracker. So, according to this Rashba, that if the bread, the Jewish bread, the non-Jewish bread, is yafeyotel, is nicer, not healthier. Kol shekin, it would be healthier. Then you're entitled to go and take lechatchila pasakum, So according to that, do we have to be particular in a sense of met tshuva or not? Yeah? So the differentiation which is differentiate between, I'll tell you even big, if you want to hear even bigger chidushim, the Kresna Gdela writes in Kushta, Constantina, and his book, and all the Achronim bring it down, that they used to have a worry that perhaps if all Jews will buy from the Jewish bakery, they won't have enough supply. So that's why Lechatchila, in that town, they never kept Pasakum. They used to go and buy Pasakum in order that the Jewish Yiddish bread shouldn't run out. The Zilchet Tzedek writes even more. The Zilchet Tzedek writes that back in Baghdad, in Iraq, there was a minhag that everybody, no one was particular about Pasakum. Why? Because see, even when the Goyim have a holiday and they close the factories and the Jewish people are baking, they raise the prices of the bread. So if we will all buy from the Jewish bread, what will happen? Jewish bread will become very expensive. Sounds familiar? Yeah, it becomes very expensive. So therefore, to keep the prices low, the Zilchet Tzedek, right? You're entitled to go and buy Pasakum in order to keep the balance. Someone show me today, it's a Gemara and Sukkah. No, by Rabbi Tarfon, by Adasim, yeah, by the Ketumim, that Rabbi Tarfon warned the Arba Minim sellers, if you raise the prices too much, I will make a halacha like Rabbi Tarfon in the Mishnah that you don't need three Adasim and Shashleimim. So we see the Chazal were quite concerned over overcharging for mitzvahs, because you can overcharging for chaya nefesh. So, by the way, the Tur argues with the Rashba, and he brings it from the Talmud Yerushalmi, it's Mashma, that if the bread is just nicer, it's not an excuse to have Pasakum. The Talmud Yerushalmi says the whole heter of Pasakum, Pat Palta, yeah, when you don't have Pasisoil, is because of Chaye Nefesh. It's because Alalechem Yichye Adam. A person lives on bread. Yeah, I missed out the word law. Yeah, a person lives on bread. It's our diet. We eat bread every day. So, you don't have to have nicer bread for that. What's chaya nefesh if the bread is nicer? Where's the Rashba getting his heted if the bread is nicer? So, Bais Yosef says, Chalila, to say that the Rashba didn't see a Talmud Yerushalmi. He knew the Talmud Yerushalmi and he understood. The Bach is not happy. He says, you don't just answer like that. He writes, Nehilish Vili Derakia. He definitely knew the Talmud Yerushalmi, but it doesn't answer anything. So the Bach says, Chaya Nefesh doesn't necessarily mean life-threatening situation. Or doesn't mean that I can't live without it. He says, you don't control me about what I can eat and what I like and what I don't like eating. We find by Nedorim that a husband can be mad to the wife's nether. It's called Dvoyim Shebeina Levena. Even a thing if she decides not to eat a certain type of food. What does it bother him? It disturbs. So call Shekin a person himself, it disturbs him. You don't tell me what bread I want. I like that bread. That's Chaya Nefesh, says the Bach. It says a bit of a doichak. But the Alaloch and Shulchan Aruch is more down like that. So the question is, even those people who are particular in Pas Yisrael, and they're just for certain exclusions, for example, healthy breads like Ravita, or the certain cereals you should know might come into fall into the category of Pasakum, yeah? I'm not so sure you have to verify this with your own, whether the bran flakes and things which are also a form of pas. You can't say it's got no teresa of the nama because it's baked, yeah? So, you have to find out. But even these things, should a person be particular where Chazal gave a heter, a clear heter for Pasakum and Aseres Yemei Tshuva? What did the Ravya mean that? So, the Or HaShulchan says something frightening. He says, on Aseres Yemei Tshuva, he goes on the Tashvitz's line, don't be particular over Isurim, if you're Paskin like the Mekilim. Only by a Minhag, only something which is not an Isur, it's only a Minhag, take on an Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Chashash, the Ashkenazim don't have to start eating Sfaradi meat because of the Sirchas. Yeah, to be more machmin aseres yemei tshuva. Ah, it's a suffek treifa according to the Rashba. Rashba holds whoever gives meat like that is machil treifas. Yeah, you don't have to. Oh, chodosh, the issue of chodosh machlokes yishonim is the raisa today. You don't have to. If you pass in like the materim, don't take it on aseres yemei tshuva. It's such a strange thing to say. In aseres yemei tshuva, we're supposed to do something. Chashosh of the raisa comes before minhagim. Is that what Rav Chiya warned Rav? He warned him because he was perfect. So all he can warn him about minhagim. And really, I found that the Teras Chatas, which is the Ramah, brings that in Chodesh Elul, especially, you should be particular in everything you could. When he brings this aloha, Bapasakum, he says, the Lashon of the Teras Chatas is, וכן נוהגים המדקדקים להחמיר בו בכל מה שאפשר להחמיר. Be machmir and say simet tshuva as much as you could. If it's speaker's deraisa, I don't want to mention it, whether it's this, whether it's eruv, whether it's this, but it should be particular. Say simet tshuva, it's chasas deraisa. There's days like that to machmir. So according to the Rosh Hashulchan, you don't have to. According to the Rama, seems to be you have to. So the Minchas Yaakov writes, brings the shach about being particular about pasakum. The Minchas Yaakov writes, nearly, that when the Shulchan Aruch wrote that a pasuk Shulchan Aruch paskens you can't have pasakum. He wasn't from the countries where they used to have pasakum. So when the Shulchan Aruch did write that even someone who's not particular of a pasakum on a ases yemei tshuva it should be, surely he didn't mean those countries which are not particular of pasakum. He was referring to his own country. And therefore, the Minchas Yaakov, who's a Pirush of Teresatos, lived about 200 years ago, he writes that a person should be particular. Juna says, Yemei Tshuva, surely Shulchan Aruch is indicating, even in circumstances where you're entitled to be lenient over Pasakum. But the other Mefarshim don't agree to this idea of the Minchas Yaakov, and they refer that the Nergim Be'ashkenaz was special because in Ashkenaz they didn't have Pasakum at all. So therefore, on the Sesim et Shuvah, at least be makbid over that. You know, says Rav Chaim Friedlander, he writes that these change of Pasakum, taking on these small, it's the fact is a hergel. When it comes to Yom Kippur, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we're too accustomed to our bad habits. So he says, these things, even if you take it on for a week, if you take it for a short time, if you take it on for a little Elul, yeah, we take on certain things, even though we have in mind that after Elul we won't take it on anymore, or we take it off again, but it's proof to us that we are able and capable of changing. And therefore, that's the idea which Ramah, which the Shulchan Aruch brings about being particular about Pasakum in these special days, about taking on Chumras on these special days. Yeah? And it's interesting to point out that the example which the Shulchan Aruch bought, and the Raviah bought, was an example of a food. Seems to be food people show loss of control. And therefore, on a sense, you met Tshuva, there's room to be particular. Since we said we're going to discuss about Tshuva a bit, but this is about, yeah, so we're going to, this is also stepping up to the idea of Tshuva. I'll tell you what, I had the difficulty. It says Agat, when exactly do Aser Simet Tshuva start from? Aser Simet Tshuva, to make the completion of 10, starts Rosh Hashanah. If not, you don't have 10. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Vidui. No. So, on Rosh Hashanah, there's no Vidui. Vidui is one of the tnaim, one of the conditions in Tshuva. So how can we count Rosh Hashanah as part of the days of Tshuva? I'm trying to get to an idea that this may be for the whole of Elul. Yeah? Where's the Tshuva on Rosh Hashanah when you can't make Vidui? So there is a minute to make Vidui between the Tkiyas, yeah? There is a minhag like that. Shall it be Hepsik or no Hepsik, Behirur, Belachash. There is a minhag like that, but surely that wasn't established as such an halacha to say Vidui. So Aser Simet Tshuva was said far before this minhag came of saying Vidui between the Tkiyas. One used to say, what's the whole reason I can't say Vidui during the Tkiyas? It's because the Sotan, see, they say, yeah, you mentioned Averis here, Kosh Baruch, we'll be Mamlichim. See, I told you. He's admitting he did Averis. Yes, we'll be Mekatzig on us. One time on Rosh Hashanah, where the Sotan is confused. That's when he hears the Shefer. He hears the place, totally lost. He's frightened. That's his end. So he's got no time to criticize. That's when it comes to say Vidui during the Tkiyas, yeah? So, how come I say Simet Tshuva, there's no Vidui in part of a Tfilah? How come I say Simet Tshuva starts from Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara in Brochot says as follows: Ve'amar Rava Bachinena, Saba, Mishmei de Rav, Kol Ha'oseh Dvar Aveira U'Mitbayesh Bo Mochalim Lo Al Kol Avon Yisrael. She'ne'emar Leman Tizkir U'Boshi V'Lo'yeh Lachot Pitchon Peh Mipnei Klimatech Ve'Kapri Lach Lechol Asher Asit. Wonderful, says the Gemara in Brochot. Whoever does an Aveira and he's embarrassed by that Aveira, Kol Ha'oseh Dvar Aveira U'Mitbayesh Bo, he's embarrassed, Mochalim Lo Al Kol Avon Yisrael. Meichelim for all his averus. I'm not coming to answer the Gemara. What is the explanation to why all his averus are forgiven? I can't explain that. But at least the averus which he did, he gets forgiven. Okay? But the Gemara says meichelim kol averus. What's this busha? What's the connection between busha and kapara? Busha. The Gemara brings a raya from Shmuel, not shlogs up this raya, the Tumar Tzibo. The Gemara brings Shmuel, the Shmuel got that Shaul got Shmuel out of the cave, and Lama El Gaztani, Shmuel got upset with him. Then he told him, I've got no one to ask, and he didn't mention about the Urim Betumim, because he was too embarrassed. He killed Novi Rakhani, he was embarrassed. So then Shmuel said, Vayomer, Shmuel El Shaul, Machar, Atau Banecha Imi. The Gemara says, Imi Vimchitosi, together with me. You're going to be, yeah? Meaning that Shaul was given kapora, was forgiven for his avera, for that massive avera, which no vira kohanim. Why? Because he was embarrassed. So we see from here, someone has busha, we forgive him from his averas. Interesting. Yeah? So we see there's a direct connection between tshuva and embarrassment, between kapora and embarrassment. The Gemara clearly says, if you're embarrassed when you do an Aveira, after you've done an Aveira, they moichil you for the Aveiras. That gives us an understanding, what's Aveida Rosh Hashanah? Malchuyos. We're supposed to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't mention any Aveiras. You're in front of the king now. Don't mention anything. The embarrassment the person is supposed to feel when you're Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know the story of Sadia Gaon. Yeah, but you're allowed to be Chayz and be Misvade. Make video again for Averis, which he did the previous year. So he brings the story that he was running away. Yeah, he was running away and then he went into a house. And the house, the Balabais didn't treat him so well. Then he went on. And then the guy found out who exactly he was. He ran after him. He said, I'm sorry, had I known you're of Sadia Gaon, I would have given you much more cover. So then he got frightened. He says, wait a minute. Every year we get to know the Borei Olam even more. So we have to do video again for the Averis we did last year. That means the avoid of Rosh Hashanah is to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we Mamlich Hashem, and we come before Hashem, you're the king, our Averis all of a sudden become massive. What we thought were little Averis, because we thought we were troubling our fellow friend, all of a sudden we said, it's a king, Melech HaOlam, we're Mamlich him. Not the famous story of the Chazan who went and said, I'm Melech and fainted on the floor, of course. If he's the king, what have I done until now? The busha person passes when he's Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the embarrassment. How can I say he's king when all year round I did what I wanted? He says that busha could be as the kapora. That instead of the vidui, the whole concept of vidui being approved, the whole concept of vidui is busha. There's machlokes between Ben Beseira and Rabbi Akiva and the Gemara and Yuma whether you have to be mefaret the chatoim. We have to describe every avera or just give generally. And the Rambam paskins aloha like Ben Beseira, even the aloha like Rabbi Akiva, usually. But here he paskins like Ben Beseira, and the Beis Yosef explains. He says, the whole machloek, he says, Bekol Ram, but Belachash, even Rabbi Akiva will agree you could. Even Rabbi Akiva says the Belachash. He says, on the contrary, says the Beis Yosef, we want you to Kedesh Yisbayesh Yosef, be mefaret yuchatayim to Hashem, and although you should be more embarrassed of what you did. Why is a child, and even grown up, don't like admitting that they're wrong, don't like admitting, they don't like embarrassment. We don't like to be embarrassed. Vidui, when we were mefaret the chatoim, and it's time for Hashem to mefaret, I did this, I did that, it's an embarrassment. So we see clear the vidui is an inyan of busha. It's embarrassment. If somebody say vidui 10 times on Yom Kippur, he won't be embarrassed of his deeds, his vidui is down the drain. The idea of vidui is to get that embarrassment. So if that's embarrassment, we have it in Rosh Hashanah in a different way. When we are Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we pass through that busha. How can we have done all what we've did without even mentioning Vidu even? The fact that he's a Melech, he really is a Melech. And the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin, Aloch HaChetz, in the first Tshuva, he says like that. He says, if Bale Tshuva im Cherpu Oysom Haksilim, if stupid people came and made fun of a Bale Tshuva, you were like that. You did that. What do you know? You were like that. Yeah? You were like that. Says the Rambam, they shouldn't hit back. They should sit quietly. They should accept it. She called, even though the ksilim, the fools, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. But you keep quiet. She calls zman shehem boshim, says the Rambam. When a Baal Tshuva passes embarrassment, mima'aseyem sheovdu venichlamin mehen, schusa merube umalatam mitgadelet. The mile of a Baal Tshuva becomes greater and greater, the more busha he passes through. So we see from the Rambam that the more busha a person goes through, the more of a kapora. That is vidui. When a person is vidui, the idea is to bring him about to be embarrassed of what he does. So if that's the case, that's the way of Rosh Hashanah. I understand what the Rambam and the Gemara says, Elu Asara Yomim. Your 10 days, Rosh Hashanah is part of the days of tshuva. We're not talking about the kapara with the after punishment. It's tshuva. It's rather called tshuva, the fact that we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of our tshuva. Shabbos is one of them, no? You're right. Shabbos is part of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. There's no video in Shabbos. Good point. Huh? Good. Yom Kippur is on Shabbos. But then the Shabbos before is not. Okay, very good. Good point. So maybe you have extra void of me, Mamlich. All of a sudden, Shemet Shuvta Melech HaKodesh Vavelech HaMishpat. The union of Malchus doesn't finish in Rosh Hashanah. People make a big mistake. We carry on mentioning Malchus up to Yom Kippur. So the idea of feeling close to Agdish Hashem being Motzah, we have to know that he Motzah, the Kosh Baruch is there, and it's all through Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Yeah? So that's the idea. So that's perhaps...
Why can't
there be on Shabbos? Oh, exactly. That's exactly what I told him. Exactly. Now, furthermore, you can't crash land onto Rosh Hashanah like that. Onto Malchus. You need a month of the preparation. So the Zohar said that this end off with this. The Zohar says, everybody knows the Bavus, the Zohar, the famous one, that Yerach Yomim is the first of Dach Hoidesh Elul. This is the month of Elul. What's the connection between Yefas Torah and Yerach Yomim of Elul? Yeah, it sounds kemizrach, kerochach mizrach mimarav. So the idea is, and the Bala Musa bring, that to change our habits doesn't happen overnight. To change the all year round, we walk around feeling we're perfect. We walk out of our homes, we meet our friends, we're assured this one is like that, that one is like this. I'm perfect. I'm a Kosh Baruch Hu's gift to humanity. You know, that's a famous joke. I'm perfect. Yeah? You walk around seeing everybody else's problems. You're meshuchad. You think you're perfect. You want to change overnight? Crash into your Rosh Hashanah and feel that's it? You need Yerach Yomim. You need a whole month of preparation for that. So Be'ezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give a kerach. That you should know. We should be more objective and realize that, you know what? We're not perfect. There's things we can improve on and we have to improve on. And we can't come in the same idea as we came. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashinui. We have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rambam says in Lichos Tshuva, that one of the ways of Kapora is to Shinui Shem. We have to change ourselves, change our name and become different people by changing our habit, by changing our this and become different people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. We should go with Tshuva Shlemu, Amen.